From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In the past few days, the Olympic torch relay finally got the reception organizers had hoped for. Onlookers in Oman, Tanzania, and Argentina cheered as runners passed them by, carrying the flame. But politics still dogged the Beijing Olympics. Today, some American athletes addressed those issues. The athletes are gathered in Chicago for the kind of media event that's normally just about sports. NPR's Howard Berkus is also in Chicago.
The U.S. Olympic Committee's media summit here in a downtown Chicago hotel started out on a positive note, with projected images celebrating victorious athletes and those struggling just to finish.
Amazing awaits in our Olympians and all Americans, and the honor of victory and the glory of pursuit.
But it isn't just amazing performances and struggles that await Olympic athletes this summer in Beijing. The Games are still 4 months away, and they're already considered among the most politicized in Olympic history, given China's crackdown in Tibet and policies in Sudan. So amid the questions about training and readiness are questions about politics and protest. Heather O'Reilly plays for the U.S. women's soccer team.
You know, we are socially aware individuals, and, you know, we understand why people are using this as a platform for change in the world. We understand that, and we see that. But, you know, I think, you know, we're athletes, we're focusing on winning back that gold medal, like Abby said.
Abby is soccer teammate Abby Wambach, who also talked about the added pressure of political expectations.
That's a lot of responsibility to ask an athlete to not only just to represent your country and to perform and try to win a gold medal, but also to have these political views. We all have them. We all have our viewpoint, but it's so huge. It's such a big deal, and it's a lot for one person to take on.
Protesting at the Olympics could mean taking on the International Olympic Committee. It has already warned athletes that Rule 51 of the Olympic Charter prohibits what it calls demonstration or political, religious, or racial propaganda. Any complaints about U.S. athletes would be referred to the U.S. Olympic Committee, whose spokesman is Daryl Seibel.
The two areas that are addressed most directly by Rule 51 are competition venues and the athletes' village. Beyond that, athletes are free to express themselves anywhere and in any way they feel is appropriate. Of course, you have to respect the laws of the country that you're in. This is the case for every Olympic Games.
Given China's extreme sensitivity to dissent, especially Olympic dissent, it's unclear how Chinese authorities would react to an athlete protest outside Olympic venues. But the athletes speaking here so far seem much more focused on winning, even if they've already expressed political concern. Jenny Finch pitches for the U.S. women's softball team. She's also part of Team Darfur, an effort by Olympic athletes to raise money and awareness for the region plagued by a civil war, which is blamed in part on the Chinese-supported government of Sudan.
Of course it concerns me. You know, it should concern everybody. But at the same time, it's separated from what I'm doing as an Olympian and what I'm competing for.
Jenny Finch says she can express concern about Darfur and try to win another softball gold medal for the United States. It's just not necessary, she suggests, to do both at precisely the same time. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Chicago.